Hello, and welcome to another Walking Movies with myself, Nick. And as you can see by this slightly grainy video I'm recording this tonight, it's weird because I thought I'd record this now because the sun is still kind of out. It's not too dark, but then you look at it through a camera and you're like, oh no, actually it's darker than you think. That's what happens when you use the front end of an iPhone camera, I guess. So, after what I was saying earlier, I'm off to sea. So I realised I was recording. I hadn't put my microphone in. So, I think the sound was okay. But even so, I thought I'll continue the rest. So, I am off to see the Meg 2 : The Trench. I believe that's the full title. The second in the series of the Meg franchise. Meg, short for Megadon, not Megan. That's a completely different film with a different type of monster in it. But yes, this is the Meg. Surprise, kind of a surprise hit back in, I want to say 2018, 2017, the first Meg came out. It was one of those films that was kind of financed with Chinese film companies. So there's some Chinese stars in it, and these films then generally have a good global box office, if nothing else. So I think that's why the first Meg was so successful. That's right. Thank the car for stopping at the lights. So yeah, I only watched this film recently, the first Meg. Jason Statham. It kind of is what it is, right? You know, big shark, get mad, eat stuff, kill people, destroy shark at the end. You kind of felt that, you know, they told everything they needed to tell in the Meg, but obviously they didn't. That's why we're back for round two. It had a 0% score on Rotten Tomatoes when it came out. I have not checked to see if that's improved. I know some people that have seen it. They seem to have enjoyed it. That's all you can really ask with a film like this, right? So, yes. The things I do for a podcast. People want to hear what I think of the Meg. Quite clearly. That's why I'm doing it. So, yes. I will not be recording my post-film thoughts on the way home. Because by that point it will be dark. So, I will record those once I get home. But, yeah. Join me as I go and watch the Meg 2 : I've got already forgotten it. The Ridge, the Womp, the Womp. Meg 2, the Womp. The Rift, the Raft. Who cares? Doesn't matter. It's just shark eating people. That's all we care about. Jason Statham with a samurai sword. That's it. Is it any good? I will tell you after this little break. So, I'm back from seeing the Meg 2, The Trench. Finally remembered what it's called. And what do I think? Hang on, I'm going to have some iced tea. I'm trying some new things out. Iced tea. Right, so, the Meg 2. If you like the first Meg, you'll probably like the Meg 2. My overall thoughts on the film was that I'd say for the first two-thirds of the film,
it felt very much like a redo of the first one. It was a little bit boring, if I'm honest. I wasn't enjoying it too much. The final act, the final third of the film, is so much fun. And there are some fun bits. There's some funny bits in the rest of the film. The opening's pretty good. I did enjoy that. But once they kind of, you know, get in the subs and go down in the water, it did feel quite similar to the first. I felt, anyway. But yeah, it's funny, right? I know we don't talk wrestling on here, but last weekend I watched SummerSlam. The final match left me feeling so downtrodden that it ruined the whole show, in my opinion. Like, I just didn't enjoy it. I thought it was an absolute cop-out. And this was the opposite. You know, the last section of the film was so much fun. It elevated the rest of the film. It's no cinematic masterpiece. As I said, if you didn't like the first film, this one's really not going to make too much of a difference to you, I think. But it was fun. It was fun. It's a 5 out of 10, I think. Is it a film that I'll watch again? If people want to watch the Meg series at home, then I'll sit for them again. But it's not something that I'm like, yes, this is... I guess in a way, it's almost like the C version of the Fast and Furious films, but just not as good. But when stuff happens, it is a lot of fun. So I did. I came out of there enjoying it, but not loving it. Hence the 5. I did see it in 4DX. If you're going to see a film like this, you need to see it in something like 4DX. It elevated the enjoyment so much with all the effects that kick in with the film. Like, it really did throw you around. Surprisingly, at times, lots of water effects. Like, lots of, I've never seen a film where I've been sprayed with water so many times. They really use that effect in this film for obvious reasons. Like, I get it, but even I was surprised with how often they reverted that effect. But yeah, I mean, if you're seeing this just on a big screen, it's a 5. If you go and see it in 4DX, it's easily a 6, maybe even a 7, because it added so much more to it. But films shouldn't rely on that. You shouldn't, and that's why I've given the score of the film that I have, because taking that out of it, which a lot of people won't experience, then it's a 5 out of 10 film. But it's a great example of that technology and how that works and how it can help to elevate a film to being better than it actually is. Do I want to see a Meg 3? Not especially. Unless they do something drastically different. And I mean, how can you do things completely differently to what you've done already, you know? But I liked it. You know, it was a fun way to pass a couple of hours. You know, Jason Statham's entertaining. The cast were having fun. The plot is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, and the ways that things happen in the film also, I think, didn't make much sense. Things just kind of happened, and you're just kind of expected to accept it and not ask for explanations as to why. You know, lots of stuff happened, you're like, oh, okay, that's quite important, we're going to find out why? No? Okay, right, okay, fine, fair enough. So, yeah, I can't recommend this film hugely, unless you really enjoyed the first one. But if you just want something a bit silly, then why not go and see the Meg 2, The Trench? You know, that's it. That's all I can say. You know, I saw 2 films today. The Meg was certainly one of them. But, you know, I enjoyed The Haunted Mansion much more. So, you know, if you're planning to see one of those films, then yeah, go and see The Haunted Mansion over The Meg. It's a better film overall. But Does the Meg 2 deserve the Rotten Tomato scores being so low? Nah, I've seen worse. I've seen much worse. So, you know, don't let reviews put you off to go and see a film. Even mine. You know, I've given it a 5. It's not exactly a great score, but you might still want to go and see it. Why not? You know, you got to do these things sometimes. But, yeah. So that's it. That's the Meg. That's the Meg 2. Thank you very much for watching, listening, however you consume this podcast. Please like and subscribe. Subscribing is free, and as soon as new videos come out, you will be alerted to that. So, you know, because especially with this, it's very much dependent on when I get to go to cinema. It's not, you know, there's no complete release schedule, so it is just making sure that you're subscribed and getting notified. But thank you, and until next time, as always, Flynn lives.